arms. It is time to shoot your favorite confetti cannon because welcome to this show. And if you're like, who the hell is this broad and what show are we talking about? I'm Jess and you are now listening to the Babe AF podcast. You know, babe as fuck, my second favorite F word besides Friday. So what you're going to find here is amazing tips and tricks on how to be the most confident version of yourself. Amazing dedicated time to celebrate yourself, especially when it involves confetti. And you'll be learning from or about amazing trailblazing babes of their time in their business. So I get to sit down and either teach you guys about some amazing women in history or sit down with the best babes in their industry that are blazing trails, doing amazing things, and who just really love what they're doing. And I cannot wait to share all of this with you guys. I'm so happy that you're here. If you've been a longtime listener, what up, bitches? If you're brand new, I'm so, so happy that you're here. So have a seat, get cozy, let's fucking go. Hey there, ho there, babes. It's just your favorite gal. I'm host of this darn podcast, the Babe AF podcast. And on Fridays, I send you over some helpful tips to make you feel a little less disheveled, a little more organized, definitely more confident in yourself and those around you. And today's episode is no different, but a little different. And I've been coming to the realization recently, as I ramble for a little bit before my slide gets ready, that I'm a disorganized human. My brain chaotically feels organized in like the way I plan out my day, the way I sometimes like to leave spontaneity available to fly by the seat of my pants. But also looking around this space right now, I got a lot of shit, you guys. So I scoured the old internet for some things to help me because I need help, and I feel like I could lend that over to you. So thanks to the old Pinterest, my most searchable website outside of Google. Honestly, I feel like I search Pinterest more than I search Google these days, just because I like it. It's aesthetically pleasing to me. I can like visually pinch it still. I love Pinterest, so if you're on it, give me a follow. I don't remember what my username is. Let me check. I think that if you really just look up the Babe AF podcast or myself, Jessica LR Dukes, you'll find me. You'll find me. Or at least something that I've pinned or whatever. So in lieu of it brings spring-ish, /summer. I feel like there are always a good plan to have in place in order to get yourself organized. Like this list is a long one. It's a long one. Long one. But it's awesome because it is a short 39 item thing that you could really probably do tangibly to get yourself seriously fucking organized, okay? So maybe we just hold each other accountable and do like one thing a day for like 39 days, which is like a month. I feel like we can commit to a month of doing one thing a day that I feel like could do well for yourself. So let's break it down. Yeah, let's go. Okay, I'm just gonna name them off. And I'm sure there's going to be some thoughts and feelings I have about them or a little side story or whatever. So here we go. Number one, write everything down. This is part of the reason why my office looks the way that it does, because I literally write everything down. Yeah. Number two, declutter your purse regularly. What's comical is you never really know what purse I'm going to use for the day or how I feel. I have plenty of them. I'm either a giant tote gal or a small bum bag / clutch situation. So really describes how my brain is too. Number three, set a laundry day every week.
Ooh.
Here's the deal. I bet smaller loads throughout the week would be a lot more manageable for laundry, but I'm a glutton for punishment. But I'm also trying to like be the person that does laundry and then puts it away in the same day. Who the hell am I? I know. Number four, start a planner. I have plenty. Do you need recommendations? I love the Passion Planner. I love Erin Condren planners. I love, honestly, just notebooks from Target that I make into a planner because sometimes not every planner has everything you need, but, you know, just depends. Number five, organize your closet. I did this the other day because I went to a clothing swap last month with Austin Swappin. Shout out. Hi, friends. And my closet where my clothes are is looking better. You've been able to see the floor for an entire week. Who's excited about that? Pat myself on the back. Give myself a high five. Two times. Love it. Number six, use containers to sort things in your drawers. Okay, those of you who have all of your shit together, even your junk drawer that has the clear, like, square things for your drawers, I love you. I don't really know that I'll ever be that person. Sorry. Maybe I'll work on it. Always put on matching bed sheets. So my stretchy sheet and my top sheet, yes, I still use that, always match. And I have four pillows in my bed, two king size pillows and two regular size pillows. So at least my sheets and one set of pillowcases match, but my duvet or covers never match my sheets. But my sheets always match because I love bed clothes. Always wear matching lingerie. If I'm wearing lingerie, it's going to match. Point blank, period. It makes me feel like it's a Gossip Girl, Blair Waldorf, Serena Vanderwoodson moment. If you guys know what I'm talking about, I'm working on that right now. Good stuff. Always wash your dishes after eating. Oh my God. Okay. Number nine is going to be a real chore for me, literally, but I'll work on it. Take the trash out every morning. What if it's not ready to go outside? Number 10, I have questions. Like, you don't want to keep wasting trash bags if they're like half full. Number 11, plan your future goals. Gotta love it. Also, I appreciate the journal that Rachel Hollis put out. I don't know if she still does it. The Start Today journals, where you like write down, you manifest all your shit, and then you cross it off, and then you go forth. It's literally just a journal with like five things or 10 things, and then you write them all out every day. Ugh, love it. It really helps for like writing down goals. And I know Amanda Nelson has a 60-day journal, 60-day journal also. I forget what it's called. 60 days away. There we go. I'm here now. Shout out, babe. Number 12, develop a morning routine. Absolutely not. Number 12, and I have words. I'm just kidding. I'm trying to at least take a shower in the morning and put on different clothes that aren't my pajamas to come to work. Is that a thing? Okay. 13, hang a corkboard in your room or work in your work or study room. I have lots of them. I have two actually that I'm staring at right now. One I've had since college. The other one I got from Amazon recently. So good ones. I can recommend. Number 14, trash spam emails immediately. Okay. Sometimes they still come back. I don't understand why or how. 15, declutter files on your computer. Which one? I have a work computer, this computer, and an iPad. So how do we do all that? We probably do it in the morning with the other routines. Number 16, sort your photos into folders. What a novel freaking idea. I really haven't been able to update my phone because I have too much on it. So maybe I just need to go through folders and then email them to myself or even use my iCloud. What a novel concept. Number 17, close unused accounts, like bank accounts. We were actually just talking about this the other day because we paid off my Capital One card that I moved here with in 2007. It finally has a zero balance. And I was looking at whether or not it's better for your credit to keep your card open with a zero balance or close it. And it is definitely recommended to keep your card open with a zero balance. So if you need me for financial advice, don't come here. I'm not good. Number 18, spend 10 to 20 minutes a day tidying up a little. I like to do one room a day where the whole room is tidy. Or if it's a cleaning day, like a full cleaning day, I like to set an alarm for every 30 minutes. So I clean one room for 30 minutes. And if it's small and I get it done early, I like do a little dance in the kitchen or whatever. 19, spray your bath with a scale remover after showering. Y'all, I cleaned our shower so seriously last weekend, and I still have no idea how to get that shit off my glass shower. So if you have any recommendations of a pretty natural cleanser, I'd love it. Number 20, plan your self-care routine and stick to it. I'm working on that. However, my new face serum that I got from pharmacy, shout out, I'm a beauty ambassador there if you guys need anything. I did not read the instructions, and because I have sensitive skin, I put that shit right on my face, and it has citrus in it. And I think I was a little too sensitive to it, so I need to put it in with my moisturizer or my foundation, and I will be just fine. But yeah, plan your self-care routine and stick to it. I've done it every day this week, and I'm very proud of myself. Thanks, number 20. We're right on track. 21, plan your meals in advance. Absolutely, I do not. What if I want to eat something different? No, I am a fly by the seat of my pants kind of gal. 22, take time every week to clean your makeup brushes. What kind of person are you? It's a really great idea, though, because if you haven't cleaned them in a very long time, they build up bacteria and can really make your skin worse. So I do go along with this, but I think that's probably if you like use your makeup brushes every day. I cleaned mine a month and a half ago and I've only used one. And I think I left it in Florida, which makes me very sad. It's one of my favorite brushes. Anyway, I digress. Clean them. Okay. 23, make your bed as soon as you get up. Yes, absolutely would be a great task if my husband wasn't in it for an extra hour to 2 hours after I'm out of the bed. But whenever he's out, I make it. 24, donate the things you don't need anymore. Yes. But what if I feel like I need everything? 24, we're working on it. Okay, we're working on it. 25, set a place for everything in your home. What type of organizational BS? I'm just kidding. This literally is what this episode is about. It's about how to seriously organize yourself. So that means you kind of have to go through your things and figure out where you want them to go and not just like in a pile in a corner of your office. If you could see my face right now, I'm looking around like no one's looking at me. Okay. 26. Make a plan for before any bigger task, like a new fence or financially. Great idea. Shop mindfully and evaluate your purchases. This coming from a girl who just shopped Little Bees Bohemian last night for a violet lilac purple retro print jumpsuit because it was 30% off, $30 off. And I needed it. For what? I have no fucking idea. But I'm excited about it. I do this very minimally. Okay. But I am purging my closet, so I'm proud of myself. 28. Use separate laundry bags for colored white and black clothes. What kind of human do you think I am? You guys, I haven't separated laundry in God knows how long. I throw it all fucking together, and because I've had most of my clothes for a very long time, everything turns out just fine. Everything comes out in the wash, y'all. Everything comes out in the wash. All right, always put things back in their place. This is funny. This is really giving me a lot of self-reflective opportunities here, okay? Number 30, track your income and spending. Also, this correlates to number 27 about being mindful of your purchases. Here's the deal. I have money in my bank account. All my bills are paid. We can have a little fun, okay? We are going to go see Guardians of the Galaxy tonight, number 3, the end of the trilogy, on date night. Spontaneously, because our John Bauman concert got canceled due to the impending weather tonight. So, we'll have a date night for another day. But right now, tonight, we have special seats in the theater. Not because they're ours and we're special for them, but we sit in them every time we go to a movie. It's really cute, actually. I love it. Use neat paper for your notes. Most of them are in a spiral notebook. Okay, on track there. Phew. I was really beginning to not like myself that much as a human. I'm just kidding. Organization is key for some. Working progress for others. I am others. 32, spend an hour cleaning every week. This is what I mentioned earlier about setting a timer for 30 minutes or picking a day that says like, hey, Monday's living room, Tuesday foyer, Wednesday vacuum all the floors, mop the floors, Thursday pick up clothes for laundry day, clean the countertops. I don't know. This is all good. I love this. Have a concealed trash can in every room. Absolutely can't. My dogs love the trash too much. That's why they are trash cans behind doors. 34, get rid of clothes that are damaged or faded. Good plan. 35, stock up on things you use regularly. Toilet paper and paper towels. Let's do it, but not cause hysteria. Okay? We don't need that again. 36, use marked storage boxes in your basement or garage. Preferably rubber tubs with lids if you're in a basement or garage, because you never know when a flood or bugs can happen. So stay tuned. Keep a to-do list. If you know anything about me, number 37, it's actually called a ta-da list, because every time I mark something off of it, I say a little ta-da and I get a little excited. And there may or may not be a confetti cannon or champagne glass clink in my head when it happens. It says 37 is keep a to-do list, dot, dot, dot. 38 says dot, 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 ellipses, if you will, and even lists of everything. That goes back to number 1. Hang a clock in your bathroom so you don't get late preparing. You guys, there's too many good music, dancing opportunities in your bathroom with your makeup brushes and your toothbrush to not ever be late everywhere you go. But punctuality is key. Okay, that's all for today. You guys, simple, easy, quick. I love it for us. And I'll have it up in story shortly. But I hope you guys have a good night. And I'm super excited for you guys to have a great weekend. I'm recording some new episodes for Saloon Sleuths this weekend. And so if you are a true crime connoisseur, those will be coming up shortly. I'll definitely let you know. But I hope you have a lovely weekend. I hope you love today's tips for Fun Friday. And if you did not have an opportunity to listen back to the last two Women to Watch Wednesdays, they are featuring some of my favorite humans who happen to be mothers in honor of Mother's Day coming up this weekend. And in true Jess fashion, my gifts to my sister and my mom are going to be late. All right. But I will call them. Gosh darn it. I will call them. All right. I love you guys. Have an amazing day. I'll talk to you soon. Toodles. And I love you. Oh, and don't forget to be Babe AF this weekend. Always be it. Okay. Love you. Bye. 'Alright, you guys, thanks for listening this week. And if something resonated with you, feel free to reach out to me on socials at the Babe AF Pod. And don't forget to rate, review, like, subscribe, all the things on those platforms. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and I might even try out YouTube soon. So buckle up, babes, let's go. If you'd like to meet with me, have a coffee, plan an event, have a confetti moment, I don't know, y'all, feel free to do so through email at thebabeafpod@gmail.com. I hope you guys have the best day and the best time today. I can't wait to see you next time. Toodles.